And stuff of that, a musical instrument, you'd blow on like this?
Well, you call it a French harp or a juice harp or whatever.
Was that the same thing?
No, not a French harp and a juice harp would be.
A juice harp, was that the one you'd play?
Oh, yeah, you'd hold it and then play it with your finger.
Could you play those?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't play with them.
And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush your hair.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Rock.
What kind of rock?
Wet rock.
What would you sharpen an axe on?
Well, they used to grind them, what you call on a grinding stone. Now they don't have no more, you'd file it.
What is the grinding stone like?
Well, it is a big old sand rock there they had, the stone. They had it on a stand there and they turned it.
And
they'd grind the axe till they'd get it sharp or grind anything you wanted to grind.
Something that children would play on, you take a board and it goes up and down?
Oh, that's a seesaw. But we used to call them way back Jenny horses. But they call seesaws, though.
Say if you saw some children playing on that, you say they were
playing on a seesaw or a seesaw, or whatever you want to call it.
What would you call the thing? You take it and fix it to a stump, maybe, and it spin around and around?
Oh, that's a flying Jenny.
Okay. And did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle?
Jump up and down in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and let's see, what do you call them things?
Jumping jack? Do you ever hear a joggling board or bouncing board?
Well, maybe they called it a joggling board. I don't know, a bouncing board or whatever you want to call it. I've seen them know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Something that you could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing. We used to swing on grapevines.
And what would you carry coal in?
Coal.
Uh-huh.
Well, you carry it in a sack.
Okay. Did you ever see a little metal thing for carrying coal?
A coal bucket.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is called the...
From the stove to the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd call it a pipe, I guess. You mean run from the stove up top of the house, or, well, you call it, that's a pipe, stove pipe.
What does that fit in?
It fits in your stove.
And at the other end, it fits in the...
I'm referring to a wood stove, what I'm referring to.
Well, do you ever hear of a flue?
Well, later days you hear them, but way back you didn't have no flue. But now in the later years, they got to where they made flues and made them out of brick.
Uh-huh.
It's called a brick flue. You put your first pipe up in the flue,
mm-hmm.
and then you had one on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is called a flue.
What did they have with the old wood stove?
They just had a straight pipe.
It just went and just straight out the house?
Straight out.
Say if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, you could take something that has a little wheel in front and two handles. You'd call that a...
Well, you call that a chain hoist, I guess.
Well, something, no, just to move them along the ground. You'd have something that had a little wheel on it, and then you pick up the handle and push it.